Welcome to the Being in a Band podcast. I'm your host, Monica Strutt, and together we'll be deep diving into all things music marketing, branding, PR, business strategy, as well as the mindset it takes to succeed in today's modern music industry. I know the highs and lows of forging a career in the music biz, because after years of side hustling as a musician, music journalist, and digital marketer, I recently quit my 9-to-5 and am more fulfilled than ever working in an industry that I love. Now it's my full-time mission to help musicians and music industry pros like you create a life they're obsessed with. Let's do this. What's up, legends, and welcome back to the Being in a Band podcast. I hope you're doing well. I've just come off the back of a mammoth walk. I was walking around my neighborhood and I dipped my feet in the ocean and was gone for about 2 hours. So I'm feeling very revitalized, very fresh. And yesterday, to be honest with you guys, I was having like pretty shitty mental health day, and Melbourne is still in lockdown. And yesterday we saw our neighboring city, Sydney, which is where I'm originally from, actually get out of lockdown and have some of their freedoms restored. And watching that on social media as soon as I woke up definitely led me to spiraling the rest of the day. So when I woke up this morning, I kind of made the decision that I would do whatever I needed to do to get into a good mindset. I didn't go on social media as soon as I woke up. I had a really good client call, and then I did some work that I was inspired to do. And then I went on, that mammoth 2-hour walk, dipped my feet in the ocean, as I said, and now I'm recording this podcast for you guys. So I just wanted to share that with you, because every single day we get a new opportunity to have a fresh start, and it doesn't even have to be the next day, although I find that that's the easiest way to kind of get out of this spiraling momentum if you're in it, is to go to sleep and then wake up. But I've also, experienced a very similar thing by just catching myself in the moment and just deciding to not go down that rabbit hole. Or worst case, if you don't want to wait till the next day and you've got something on in the afternoon, take a fucking nap. Honestly, the only way to get yourself out of that momentum is to take a fucking nap and wake up and just treat it like a fresh new day, even if it's just like the afternoon of that existing day. So I hope that sharing that is helpful. But let's talk about today's topic of TikTok and Reels. Now, if you're not already using TikTok and Meals and Reels, do not worry, because I'm actually holding a free 5-day challenge in just 2 days in my Facebook group, Music Marketing and Mindset for Bands and Musicians. The link to that is down below. And every day for 5 days, I'm going to be dropping an activity that the group members can do to start building their TikTok and Reels presence, because there really is no other platform out there right now that has the ability to have the amount of reach organically without any ads, any paid methods as TikTok and Reels. And I've seen Instagram accounts completely blow up from the users using Reels. And we all know that songs and artists have the ability to go viral on TikTok as well. So if you aren't already on the platform, or if you've just been dabbling but know that you can be using it better, or even if you're experienced and just want a bit of accountability for a few days, then definitely jump into this challenge. As I said, it is absolutely free. All you need to do is join my Facebook group, Music Marketing and Mindset for Bands and Musicians. Link down below, and take part in the challenge. And as an incentive, not only is this free challenge going to give you some activities and skills and accountability in getting these platforms off the ground for you or your band, but as an extra incentive, I'm actually going to be choosing a winner from those who participate in the challenge each day to get free access to my upcoming workshop on using TikTok and Reels to grow your band. Now, the free challenge is the pre-work for this paid workshop. If you're in the membership, you already have access to this workshop because of your subscription, but I've opened it up to non-members to participate just because it is such a highly requested topic. So if you participate in the free challenge, then you have the opportunity to win complimentary access to the workshop, which is obviously going to be a lot more in-depth. It's a mini course as opposed to just a challenge. So that's extra incentive for you guys. But for now, let's dive in to the top 5 mistakes that I'm seeing bands and musicians making on TikTok and Reels. Mistake number one is repurposing video clips. Now, TikTok and Reels have a specific format that works, and polished videos, and especially horizontal videos, will tend not to do as well as videos that have been created natively on the platform specifically for that platform. So your vertical videos, and typically videos that aren't high quality. Now, when I say high quality, I'm actually referring to the resolution of the video as opposed to, you know, the value that it gives to the audience. So you may have noticed that if you're new to the platform, just repurposing, or in other words, you know, chopping up segments of your music video and simply chucking it up on TikTok or Reels probably won't do as well as video that's created in that vertical format specifically for the platform. It just doesn't translate. It's not really what these platforms are for. Your content needs to inspire, or it needs to educate, or it needs to entertain, like anywhere on social media, like any platform on social media, I suppose. But it's definitely very fast moving. And for that reason, video clips, or even high quality playthroughs, or any sort of videos that you would traditionally upload to YouTube, say, do not work on TikTok or Reels. Now, from time to time, it's not a bad thing if you repurpose, as long as it's in that vertical format, but you have to make sure that it's definitely the most attention grabbing part of the song. And you can even add some narration or some captions to make it more TikTok or Reels friendly and put it in the same context as other videos on the platform. So there's kind of ways around it. But for the most part, I would recommend not repurposing your video clips on TikTok or Reels unless it makes sense. You're definitely better off creating vertical content specifically for these platforms, as opposed to just uploading a video, which is very different to probably what you're used to in terms of sharing stuff on Facebook and Instagram. The next mistake is not using hashtags that are specific to the audience that you're trying to reach. So if you listened to my last podcast episode, you would have heard me speak about the latest recommendations from Instagram around hashtags. Now, just a recap, although this episode does go into a little bit more depth, but just to recap, Instagram is recommending that instead of using 10, 20, 30 hashtags, as we've all been doing the past few years on your posts and reels and everything like that, to actually only use 3 to 5. They want to make sure that the relevant content gets in front of an audience who's actually going to enjoy it. So this is definitely the case for Reels, but similarly, it is also the case on TikTok. So when TikTok first came out, a lot of users were using hashtag For You page, which is, you know, your feed page essentially, or hashtag FYP, which is the acronym, of course. And by this point, there are millions of uses. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if there's billions. I'm not looking at TikTok right now, but we can hazard a guess, right? So steer clear of those overused hashtags, because in no way, shape, or form will those hashtags make your content stand out. Now, a year ago when I was just dabbling in TikTok, I definitely made this mistake. In fact, I probably made all the mistakes that I'm talking about in this episode. And part of the reason why I'm actually running this 5-day challenge is to get my own butt in gear and to be more consistent, because I know the value of these platforms. So I'm in it with you guys, right? But back to my original point, you want to make sure that you get specific with your hashtags and make them relevant to your content. Make sure that they don't have more than, you know, 10,000 uses or something like that. And I know that's like incredibly low. So, you know, use your own judgment, I suppose, but hashtags won't be any use to you if your video is just going to be buried in a sea of other videos using the same hashtag. So you do want to get specific. Just use a couple that are hyper relevant to your video, and you will have a lot more success than just using very broad hashtags. The next mistake that I see is artists and bands and users in general jumping on trends and just hoping that they go viral. Now, of course, going viral is something that is very, very possible on TikTok and also Reels to some extent, but more so on TikTok. But you can't base your entire content strategy around the hope that a video goes viral. So jumping on every single trend is not the way that you're going to create a sustainable brand or a brand with any depth. And ultimately, even if you do go viral by following a trend, then the viewers of that video and people that have engaged with that video are highly unlikely to then follow your page, which is, you know, how you grow long term is by getting followers, not just viewers, right? Same as every other platform. But yeah, if every single video is simply following a trend, then it's going to be very inconsistent. Your page is going to be very inconsistent, and users won't understand what the purpose is of following you. They won't understand what value they can get out of following your account. So you definitely have to be thinking about the brand that you're creating on TikTok. And look, I'm emphasizing TikTok for this point because pretty much all of you guys listening to this will probably already be Instagram users and would have already been building your musician's page or your band's page on Instagram. And so Reels are just simply another feature of a platform that you already have an audience on, whereas potentially a lot more of you are looking to start fresh or have just recently started fresh in the past 6 to 12 months on TikTok and your audience is not as established. So it is okay to jump on trends and to jump on songs that are going viral or video concepts that are going viral, but it's not okay to base your entire TikTok strategy off just following the trends because, yeah, there's just not that depth to it. It doesn't create any brand on the platform, and essentially you're going to struggle, even if you do go viral, as I said, to get those viewers to actually convert. So mixing in trend-based content with original content or stuff that's not with the sole purpose of going viral, content that is designed to inspire and entertain and educate your existing audience and potential future audience that can stumble across your account. It may seem like a slower burn, but it is definitely a more longer term strategy than just creating shallow content with the hopes that you do go viral. Mistake number four is not batching content. So creating shorter form content, such as the content on Reels and TikTok, is actually super easy to batch. I find myself batching 3 to 5 videos at a time when I am in the zone. And the key is, you know, you want to take advantage of that momentum if you are in the zone. So especially for me, when I've got my makeup on, when, you know, I've got my hair done and, you know, I'm wearing something other than gym wear or pajamas, which is, you know, a lot of the days in lockdown here in Melbourne, then I want to take advantage of that. And you've probably heard, you know, switching between tasks just slows you down and it makes it harder to actually do a good job because your brain is switching between too many activities. So yeah, batching content, it's super easy to do because a lot of the time you can just create a 15-second video and done. So it's very easy to batch create, save them as drafts, and yeah, then you've got content to post for the next week or two. And the last mistake is possibly one of the most important mistakes, and this definitely takes a lot more thought to get this right, but it is not capturing your audience's attention within the first couple of seconds of your video. This is key when it comes to TikTok and Reels. It is key for any platform, to be honest, but even more so on TikTok and Reels, where it's like the endless scroll. It's short form content. People consume content very, very quickly. These are very fast paced platforms. So make sure that no matter what the video, you are capturing people's attention in the first couple of seconds. And this definitely takes a little bit more practice because it is potentially a style of creating content or potentially a technique in your content creation that you may have not used on any of your other social media platforms before. YouTube, I'm assuming, is mainly the host for your video clips, and typically people are watching it to experience the song and the video, and the attention span on YouTube is a lot longer. And I don't really know what the stats are in terms of attention span on other platforms, but I do know the demographic of Facebook are now, you know, people between the ages of 55 and 65 are the fastest growing demographic. And Instagram, I'm sure, won't be too far behind. And typically older people have more of an attention span because their brains haven't been mushed by using social media all their lives. So that being said, I hope that you've enjoyed this episode all about the five mistakes that I see bands and musicians making on TikTok and Reels. If this has inspired you, then please come join us tomorrow where we're going to be kickstarting a free 5-day TikTok and Reels challenge. It's happening inside of my free Facebook group, Music Marketing and Mindset for Heavy Bands and Musicians. The link is down below. Every day for 5 days, I'm going to be giving you a challenge item. It's going to be a very short, easy to digest activity that you can do to grow your TikTok and Reels presence. And at the end of the 5 days, for the people that keep up and do every single activity, I'm going to be giving away access for one individual to my brand new workshop, which is happening next week on how to use TikTok and Reels to grow your band. So as I mentioned at the beginning, this challenge is kind of like the pre-work to the actual workshop, which is going into a lot more detail about how to use these platforms and how to really grow. And we're going to be looking at case studies. We're also going to be talking about, you know, the fear of putting yourself out there and trying these new platforms, because it can be scary if you're not really versed in creating this sort of content. So we're going to do a little bit of mindset work, but it is going to be mostly strategy on how to use Reels and TikTok, as I said, to grow your music career. So I hope you will join me inside of the free challenge. It is starting tomorrow, Thursday, Australian time, but Wednesday evening, if you're in the USA. But if you miss the first day because you haven't listened to this when this episode goes live, don't worry, you can still catch up. As long as you've done all the activities at the end of the 5 days, then you're still eligible to go into the draw to win access to the TikTok and Reels workshop on the 20th, which is happening live as well. Anyway, I will speak to you in the next episode and I will see you in the challenge. Bye. Thanks for listening to the Being in a Band podcast. Before you go, make sure you subscribe and share this episode on your socials to help empower more people in the music industry to take their careers into their own hands. If you like the Being in a Band podcast, you'll love the Being in a Band membership. It's a business-savvy community of musicians and music industry pros just like you. Information on how to join as well as how to work with me one-on-one is down below. You can also hit me up on socials anytime. I'm at Monica Strutt everywhere. In the meantime, catch you in the next episode.